Sister, he said, I told the captain here about the boatyard bombing and what you said about infiltrators.
Yes. And I am now sure that they come from that nest of rogue droids,
Solveig said angrily.
On Giant's shoulder, the same monsters which brought down destruction on your men, Captain, and which sent a spy into your midst. We saw the possessed host that accompanied my brother's captor. The internal mind struggle was plain as could be.
The Major tells me that the infiltrators you intercepted off in the eastern towns had visible implants, yet this host which suicided had none, correct?
Solveig nodded.
Then it seems likely that our spy's origin is different from those you encountered.
Gideon sat back in his chair.
I've seen the effects of Blue Chain, and the effects you describe correspond to the use of too little. The machine molecule particulates take time to build, especially when they have to replicate themselves within a host. So what you saw were the results of a Blue Chain collective too few in number to effectively dominate their host, resulting in the indecision and mental instability.
And this Blue Chain definitely would originate with the hegemony, said Ian Cameron.
Without a doubt, said Gideon. The hegemony ambassador, this Kuros, who is currently residing in the Brolturan enclave north of Trond. Our planned strike against the spiralist stockades would liberate nearby villages and Trond itself, making it easier to mount an attack on the Brolturans. Reports say that they have a hangar full of assault flyers and gunships, just what we need to take on Giant's shoulder.
He frowned.
Of course. Attacking that enclave would be very different, and if Brolturan reinforcements arrive, then all our plans will be of no consequence.
There may be an alternative, Ian Cameron said.
Teo leaned forward.
You mentioned the possibility of an alliance with a splinter group of spiralist zealots.
Ian nodded.
One of their leaders came to us and offered the help of his faction in any attack on Giant's shoulder. He told me that the Prophet lied, and that an alien machine is now in control up there.
The Yuvovo listener Wainal cleared his throat.
This alien machine is actually a creature known as a Knight of the Legion of Avatars. It landed on Darien some days before the Spiral Armada's invasion. Our seer Chaluvahar was following this vile creature through Great Home Forest, as you call the Forest of Aron, for several days before he was captured by it, as Rory had been earlier.
Gideon glanced at Teo.
So, when we met them on the way north, they could well have been enslaved by this Knight of the Legion.
He glared at the Yuvovo.
My men claim to have heard rumors that this thing is an ancient enemy of the Yuvovo. Is this so? And what's the truth about the Forerunner installation within Giant's shoulder? It has been described to me as a malfunctioning matter transporter, but I cannot see the hegemony or their Brolturan pets expending this amount of effort over something that doesn't work. In the meantime, this knight of some legion now seemingly controls it, supported by an army of combat mechs. A satisfactory explanation would be most helpful.
Teo and listener Wainal exchanged a look almost by chance. Teo decided to respond first.